Today, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, rallies and marches all over the nation, including here in our community. There was a big one in Durham, another one in Chapel Hill, and another one in Hillsborough this morning, hosted by the Northern Orange NAACP. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens was there, and he joins us now on the air. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, good afternoon, Aaron. Delighted to be here.
And how was the march earlier today?
Well, it was fabulous. It's Martin Luther King Day, and we had very good attendance, and so hundreds are there. It is very much a tradition that we have here in Hillsborough. It starts out at the old courthouse, and there's a few words and prayers, and people gather around, and you have representatives of churches there and the AKA, and just lots of different groups, a lot of folks from the community. I saw not only from folks in Hillsborough and in Orange County, but I met a family from Burlington who was here. So I think folks come from all around. We march up Churton Street. We've got wonderful support from our Sheriff's Department and from the Hillsborough Police Department that just closes down Churton Street, which is the main street that runs north-south through town. For a little bit, and we march up to Dickinson AME Church and have a little stop there for a few words and prayers, and then continue on and turn left down Union Street and end up in Mount Bright Missionary Baptist Church, where program continues. And I think the church was just totally overflowing. Mm-hmm. So quite a gathering. I think there was a real sense of the holiday, and it's important. It's also a real sense of community. So I usually say a few words of welcome, and I kind of mention three things that to me, we gather to honor Dr. King, and not only Dr. King, but all the others named and unnamed who really strive for justice over the years. It's a time for us to gather to continue to stand for justice and dignity and fairness. And I hope it's a time that we recommit ourselves to continuing that work to oppose injustice and to stand what's really best. And certainly, given today's political climate, that's something that's very, very important to this community specifically, and to North Carolina, and to our nation and the world.
We really have a tendency, I think, all year long to celebrate a variety of holidays, and all of our holidays have sort of meaning or value attached to it. And we have this tendency, and it's not a good one, to celebrate the value on that one day and then to neglect it the entire rest of the year. So Christmas, we come together to celebrate giving, and then we tend to be materialistic the rest of the year. Thanksgiving, we celebrate gratitude, and then we're not always a very thankful people. We have 2 days set aside for veterans, and we neglect them the rest of the year so often. We have 1 day set aside for workers, and real wages are declining. And it's kind of the same thing. I know a lot of people say this, and I think it's right with Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There is a legacy. There is a very clear message or set of messages that Martin Luther King Jr. worked to not just send, but to fulfill and realize in practice. And to this day, we still fall way short of living up to that legacy, even though we set this one day aside every year to celebrate his life. We don't celebrate his legacy nearly as much as we should the rest of the year. How close do you think we're coming in our community to realizing that dream?
Well, I think certainly, I feel good about things that we're doing in Hillsborough. Mm-hmm. But I'll remind you, this is something that was said today, and injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, as Dr. King reminded us. And so I like to think of Hillsborough as being an example of where we're moving. For example, we've had discussions about this for our police department. Police have really, and law enforcement have really been the target of lots of discussions about institutional racism and fairness and equity about how people are treated. And I feel like we certainly are not perfect by any means, but we are grappling with a lot of those issues in our policies and our practices, in how we hire, and trying to make steps in our department. And I feel really good about that. And part of it, I'm not sure we arrive, human beings, what they are. We tend to divide each other. But so I think it is a process of striving to continually learn how we live together. I feel good about what we've done, in our community, but and may that serve as an example. But certainly there's institutional injustices that is just kind of built in, and some of that we have control over, some of it we don't. But we still need to resist this, and this is why it's not only what's happening at the local level, but what's happening at the state and the national level, and certainly even worldwide is should be of importance to us as well. But we can always be working on the local level.
Speaking with Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsborough. HillsboroughNC.gov, by the way, is their website if you want to find out what's going on around town. We've got a public hearing coming up on Thursday with a number of key items on the agenda. And, Mayor, you mentioned getting involved not just locally but also nationally. And I know there's a lot of people getting involved nationally this week with the inauguration coming up. There's the Women's March that's going to be the following day, Saturday, in D.C., and a lot of people are going up from our community for that, but there are going to be events happening locally also on Friday and Saturday in conjunction with and sort of speaking out against the incoming Trump administration. So what is going on locally, and also what do you know about people heading up to D.C. nationally?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of folks from this area heading up to D.C. I will be probably in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. Along with many folks who are not going to be able to be in D.C., but again, the state politics is very, very, very important to us. Mm-hmm. But there's also local groups that are happening too. And I know plans are not solid yet, but I know some folks were putting together, says, I can't go to Raleigh, can't go to D.C. Is there a place that we could just be together? And so I know there's a group, I think they're planning for 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. They're still working together to get the final permits to make that work. But have a place where women, it's part of the Women's March on Saturday, to just say, here's a place locally where if you want to stand in solidarity with the women who are marching in Washington, with people who are marching in Raleigh, then come to the courthouse with some music and some sense about not only what we're standing against, but I think it's what we stand for, and mm-hmm. that's justice, and that's fairness, and that's dignity for people, and that's security for our country, and that is built into our governance and our policies. So that's what's happening at the local level, so stay tuned.
And I know there's a lot of issues that people are concerned about. I know one of the issues that you're particularly concerned about this week is the Affordable Care Act, ongoing discussions in Congress even now to repeal it, with our replacement still sort of nebulous and up in the air and not confirmed, and will there be one, and what will it be? All of those questions have not even remotely been close to being answered yet, but they're moving forward with the repeal nonetheless. So what message do you want to get out about the Affordable Care Act, the impact that it's going to have locally and statewide, and also what people can do one way or the other if they want to speak out about that issue, which I know a lot of people care about?
Well, I think for ACA, and I think for everything, Aaron, the message I want to get out is to speak out, contact your representatives. Those in Congress, if we're talking about ACA, my understanding, ACA and all kinds of things that are going on, it's happening fast. And for example, the wanting to sort of gut the ethics structure that was in place in Congress, and the outcry on that really made a difference. I think the public outcry about ACA is making a difference, and so be respectful, but man, be vocal. Be a squeaky wheel. Email, call, text, tweet. Not only North Carolina senators, I have done so. Someone says they're for example, Republican senators who are saying, "Well, wait a minute, this isn't, you know, there are sensible people, and we don't want to demonize people because of their particular party." And so, talk to people respectfully. And for those who are saying, "Yeah, this is not a good idea," then show and say thank you for supporting, you know, being thoughtful. I think the repeal of ACA is just extraordinarily irresponsible. Without health care, we'd be, for millions of people, we would be undermining insurance. It just impacts small business. Kudos to Governor Cooper for trying to get Medicaid expanded here. And now we're talking about gutting kind of the whole thing. And so, we've for something as big as this, we ought to be a lot more thoughtful. And I understand there's really lots of party differences, but just to make a stand and just sort of gut it without anything, it's just hurting people. It's probably going to be more expensive. It just seems like it's a really irresponsible move. Elected officials respond to people speaking out. At least sometimes, so it's worth it. That's true for things statewide. We certainly, I think, we've seen some tempering. Sometimes they don't make the decisions, but you're making the full broad light, and it's astonishing to me about how the headmen and the legislature try to move these things through at midnight and sort of almost do them secretively. And that's just a wrong style. It's a wrong way to govern. You know, this is not about whether you agree with policy or not. It's also about the process. And that's true on the local level. And, we really do value respectful discussion. And I think, again, in Hillsborough, we can serve as an example for that. This Thursday night.
Speaking of transparency, we got a public hearing coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Whitted Building. So, Mayor, we got to let you go in a minute, but give us a preview of what's going to be discussed there.
Very quickly, three particular things. One is our connectivity plan. Which is about something we've been working on for a decade, but it's the update about particularly for pedestrian bikes. But, you know, what's the long-term plan about where we want to make investments in connectivity for our community? The other one, we will be discussing some ordinances that's called accessory dwelling units. And what that is just having, you know, that mother-in-law flat or that's in your backyard for, you know, neighborhoods where there's larger yards and people. Can we encourage kind of, I want to say, smaller places to live by easing up on the regulation about, you know, how one can add on an accessory dwelling unit? And then the third thing is taking a look at the Collins Ridge. Mm-hmm. The master plan's already approved, but they're wanting to make some tweaks in it. I don't think it substantively changes the project, but it is, you know, it is a change. And we look at all those things very carefully. So go to the website, hillsboroughnc.gov. You can see maps of Collins Ridge. You can read the document for the connectivity plan. You can see what the ordinances are and commentary on it. You know, you can see all that information on the web. And if it's something that you feel impacts you and your neighborhood or something in your town, by all means, we welcome people to come and witness and see what it is that we have to say about it. And if you have something to say, there's a time to come and speak up, and we welcome that.
And again, 7 p.m. on Thursday in the Whitted Building. Everyone invited out to that from Hillsborough. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Aaron.